Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Ellie Ann, and today I wanted to go over the topic of labeling ourselves with titles. I was really hoping to get a friend on here, but unfortunately she wasn't available, and I needed to get it out there for you guys. I will, Lord willing, try to get her on here eventually. It just didn't work out in the time frame that we had, and so the danger of labeling ourselves with titles and what to do instead, and just a little bit about what it is what I'll go over, and then hopefully eventually we can elaborate on it and share a little bit more about it down the road. But I will let you guys get into the episode, and hopefully it all makes sense, and I we'll continue praying for you guys, and hope you have a blessed week. Thank you so much for tuning in. So, a lot of times when I will be out running, this is past and present, I will have all of these thoughts going through my mind, especially during a tempo run where you run an uncomfortable pace for an uncomfortable amount of time. And normally, for me right now, I'm trying to get back up to 2 miles because I took a long break over the winter of running tempo. And so it's very hard for me to jump back into those. And what I would repeat to myself over and over again is, I can't do this and it's too hard. I want to quit. And from the past, I know that these thoughts will repeatedly take over my mind and I will actually start believing them. So like just yesterday, I tried to do a tempo run and I kept repeating to myself, I want to quit. This is hard. Maybe this isn't for me. And so towards the end, I felt like God was telling me to focus on a verse of some sort, and I went through a couple of verses and I was able to at least keep moving. It wasn't the way I wanted to, but then I came home and I messaged my coach, and I'm like, I am ready for my workouts for next week. This week has been really hard, and it feels like it's hard to jump back in. And he simply just said, it's okay, everybody goes through that. Just keep going, just get out the door and keep doing it. And one thing we can learn from the labels that we put on ourselves is most of the time they are not correct. Because as humans, we seem to either think of ourselves too high or we think of ourselves too low. We have a really hard time balancing and staying in the middle, and really thinking on seeing ourselves as Christ sees us, but then also seeing ourselves of where we are and who we are, and realizing that we are sinful humans saved by grace, and that it's only because of Jesus that God sees us differently. And we need to see ourselves the same as He sees us through Christ, because if we don't, we're going to repeatedly tell ourselves lies of we can't do this and we're not good enough. And other people are better than you. And why are you on this earth? You don't have no purpose. And if you just keep repeating that stuff to yourself, you're going to live it out. And you're going to live the life that God doesn't desire for you. So one of the convictions God has put on my heart recently is, or not recently, I think it's been like a couple years, is to think on things that are true. So normally as a child, we have this fantasy world and we dream about who we want to be and what we want to be doing and all of this. And a lot of times that carries over into adulthood. And I know it did for me. And when God convicted me in Philippians 4:8, the first thing it says is think on things that are true. Or at least I think it's the first one. And as I thought about the thoughts that go through my mind, I realized that there was a lot of fantasy and a lot of lies and things that we're focused on worry and fear and bitterness, and there was wrong thoughts of others, and just a lot of things. I realized my mind is so consumed with things that are not right, things that aren't true. And as I thought about my life, I realized that the more God helped me to see who I really was and who I was in Christ, that my life started to change, hopefully for the better. So one of the lies that I struggled with is that, or not, it was not necessarily a lie, but I did label myself as a slow runner. And I realized that I started getting slower and slower, and it really frustrated me. And I mentioned something to my dad about it, and he's like, "Well, all I ever hear you say is that you're a slow runner." And that really stuck with me and made me wonder, is this title or this label of a slow runner that I have put on myself and constantly repeating to myself, is that causing me to run slower? Is it causing me to, when the going gets tough, be like, "Oh, I'm a slow runner. These these speed workouts aren't going to work for me anyway, so why do them?" And it kind of made me wonder, you know, like, what labels am I putting on myself? The thoughts that are constantly going through my mind, that I'm constantly thinking about, what are those? And how can I counteract them with the truth of who I am in Christ and where God wants me to be? Now, for a long time, I did struggle with the fact that the labeling myself with a slow runner, I was trying to tell myself, well, it's truthful, that's who I am. And that would be like going around telling everybody that you, I don't know, the first thing that came to my mind was a liar. And if you just go around telling everybody that because, you know, you say things that later you realize weren't true, and you just keep telling yourself, you're eventually just not going to care anymore, and you are going to start lying more. Back in January of 2020, I wrote a post called "Who Am I?" And it was after watching the new Kendrick Brothers movie. I can't think of what it is, but it's the one for runners, or about this runner who has asthma, and she, throughout the movie, finally realizes who she is in Christ, and she tries to live out of it. And that really set me on a path of realizing that who I am in Christ is who I need to be labeling myself as. And that really struck with me. And just thinking about all of the different thoughts that I've been thinking throughout my life and who I am now, and then being convicted to start thinking on things that are more true. Now, if I ever can get my friend on here to talk about this, I will definitely do either an addition or try to squeeze it into a different topic, but I will definitely try and get her on here at some point if she is willing, because she's really good with that topic. And I did want to point out the danger of labeling ourselves with titles. In the world, we're always trying to figure out what our problem is. And then once we have our label or our title of whether it's a health issue or just a mental issue or whatever it is, we're constantly saying, "Oh, I'm this," or "Oh, I have this," and just all the time saying that. And it's like, if our heart acts off of what we say and think all the time, our body and our mind, they really are connected in a way that whatever you think is what your body will eventually do. And For an example, I was going to give and then it just left my mind. If it comes back, I'll share it. But what we can do instead of giving ourselves labels or titles according to what we think it should be or what we just naturally do is to really go through scripture and ask God who we are in Christ, to really be like, okay, what is a label or a title of like, who do you see me in Christ? And then really just dwelling on those truths. And I know a lot of times people say, well, I can't dwell on who I am because then that puts me above God and I should be dwelling on who God is. And yes, I do agree with that, but I do know that I was not able to fully focus on seeking a relationship with God until after I realized how he saw me and who I really was because of all those lies that filled me. I was not able to move forward in my relationship with Christ. And so, what I would just challenge you guys to do with is I have this, I think I've mentioned it actually before on here, but I have this, I don't know, challenge or assignment in the Back to the Basics devotional where you have two columns. On one side, you write all of the good thoughts that you think throughout the day, and then all of the bad thoughts that you think throughout the day. And there's no gray. It's either the good or the bad side. So if you just do that and then you trace back each thought to, is this truth? Is this in scripture? Is this right? And if it's not, find a scripture that goes, that counteracts it and then dwell on that and really focus on it. So that would be my challenge for you guys is to first just write them down. I actually had at, I think this was at the end of 2020. So in the beginning of 2020, I had watched the Kendrick Brothers movie on Who We Are in Christ. And then at the end of 2020, a friend had given out this devotional that had like videos and different things online that you could go through. And I went through that on who I was in Christ, and it completely changed my life. The way I did it was I wrote down the who I what I was really thinking. So I wish I had the paper. Maybe I can trace back to that podcast and link it below if I find it. But I wrote down, even if I think I am no good, the Bible says, and then you put the scripture truth, and you can put the whole scripture or just part of the scripture. Just make sure you're not taking it out of context or anything. And just if you were to do that and just continue repeating those things to yourself, I think I made a point to do it every morning and every evening. And if I was in my room in the afternoon, then I would read it then too if I could. And I started realizing that my thoughts were changing, and the way I saw myself was more biblically based on who God saw me as. And it really started changing about how I approached life and how I approach other people and the calling God had given me and just all of these different areas. And it actually wasn't until that year, 2020, that I really saw growth in my relationship with Christ in a way that I've never seen it before. And so I definitely challenge you guys to prioritize this and to really pray that God would show you who you are in Christ and to help you believe that and to dwell on it. And the only way you're going to believe it is to continually repeat it because whatever we repeat is what we believe. So that is my challenge for you guys. And next week, I am going to be going into a new topic since it is a new month and we are going to be talking about consistency. And I am really excited about this because in the fitness world, like everything clings to this, and your fitness is like dependent upon your consistency. And the same is for our spiritual life. If we are not consistent in our relationship with Christ, it will dwindle. A pastor once said, if our faith isn't growing, it's dwindling. There's no standstill. So I'm really excited to be getting into that topic for next month. And I pray you guys have a blessed week and see you next time. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. I wanted to give a quick, I don't know, I guess you could call it announcement. I am finally done with the little booklet that I have been promising you guys and been talking about for so long. It's a long story on everything that lined up, but God has really made a way, and it's just been exciting but also very hard at the same time. But it is The Simplicity of Christianity, Living the Christian Life from a Runner's Perspective. And these just kind of go over what I have been learning over the last several years, and also seeing in others' people's lives as they use these principles and these different ways of living, and then sort of resembling them to running in general, like running physically, starting out with you getting a coach and realizing that you need help. First of all, that's the most important one, is a lot of times if we really want to go for a goal, we need help. We either start researching things, we ask somebody for help, but the first chapter is admit your training plan is not working. And it goes through just like coaches and accountability partners and running your own race and just a bunch of different fun things that I learned from my last training block running the Mohican Half Marathon, which was super fun, and I learned a ton, which I try to incorporate it into the book, and each chapter starts out with some of my training, and then I go into how it relates to the Christian life. So you can find that on our website at bestillandrun.com/simple. So I will have the link down in the description below. I really hope you guys enjoy it. And sorry these episodes are taking so long. I've been really struggling with getting this book out, and really the times that I had time to record, I was just really down, and or I had to focus on getting the book done. So it's finally out, and hopefully I'll get some more podcasts going again, because I do miss them. I really enjoy it. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time.